dialect of Belford, Northumberland, Frederick Johnson, aged 38, a joiner and undertaker, and his sister, Sissy, aged 42, both natives of Belford, recorded in their home at Belford by Harold Orton and Stanley Ellis on the 18th of September, 1952.
He went to Newbiggin when he was... He was a couple of years away, didn't he?
76.
But 76. And I went with him. And I was at the bluffing stage, where everything was a bother to you.
About 14,
I think. 15, yeah. And we took a carpet bag. Ever seen anybody kind of... not great big deep things like this, you know, made a carpet. Where the hell he goes, I don't know. And I had to carry that. And we stayed at Newbiggin. And he says, we'll have a day of the tune today. Of course, the tune's held was Newcastle. We'll have a day of the tune today. And he said, I want some stuff. We've got a carrot. They've built us merchants and things. Hooped with this carpet bag and I had to carry it. Well, I get sent the bus and about the dictionary. I got to the back side of the bus. I didn't want to be near him, these days, because he was not having for talking to folks, you know. He looked like, well, Henny, how are you getting on then? How are he? And this, well, I was at the back. You see, because I didn't want to let the folk think that I was with him, you know. Suddenly he turns over to me and says, hey, sir, have you got them tickets?
Very old characters in Belfast in those days, you know. Dan Joyce, you know, he was a right queer old man.
Oh.
He used to come out early in the morning, about 4:30 on summer mornings. He used to live just up there and he used to walk round the building. And he used to cry like a cock all the time. Cock-a-doodle-doo, he can do it. He's waking all the fucking houses up. Going round and round the place and doing this.
Oh, aye, but you don't
know. No. Of course, nowadays, if folk are all too prim and proper, they wouldn't have that. You'd be put in jail.
Oh, aye, you know, if he's getting into your corner. We see some of these old fellas that they're talking and used to believe some half of queer things, and now, you know. Sheer just imagination, you know, think. Oh, yeah. You know, I was telling you about the Countess of Tankerville, you know. I was 15 years old and she took me away, and the whole of the castle was closed bar one little corner. And the living, of course, was still a big corner. And we used to go along these passages, though, there'll be. Nearly 80 yards long, I would think. She pitched out and she wasn't frightened. She believed in ghosts and she was telling me about these ghosts, you know. And she says, I can see him anytime. Anytime, she says, I can see him when he's coming. The blue boy, they stripped the pantalon off this room, and when they stripped the pantalon off, they had actually come on a skeleton in blue velvet. And they thought the skeleton was a skeleton of a little boy, do you see? And she told me all this, and I was absolutely terrified. To get the children. Because we were repairing points in this place, and I was invited in here to wander along this long passage. It was pitch dark, you know. Wind is black, and all this. And she would insist on taking me away and show us another place, you know. And she had herself thoroughly convinced that she saw ghosts.
Of course, she was really an American, wasn't she?
And she was such she was such a nice person otherwise. You know, she wasn't ramming down your throat that it was right or anything. She just saw them herself.
Well, I mean, that would be a lot to do with, like, wouldn't it?
They've got to pull something out of the past.
And they had wicked Alsatian dogs up there. And Freddie nearly died.
I don't know if they were
children.
I was nearly... There were Captain Turt, he was the Conservative candidate, and he left his dog there, and I once opened his door, and they made a jump at me, and then there was two folding doors farther in. I just managed to get them like that, and pull them shut. It was sort of dark, you know, and I was... I had a rough 3 weeks of a chilling with. Especially my grandfather, you know, because he never walked at all. He just kept this silly cat gun all the time, you know. And my grandfather had the biggest feet he'd ever seen. He said he was an old man, he said, and his knees were bent and all. He said he was a very, very tall chap, you know. And sort of stooping in the cap burn. And he was sort of just always his waist could open, you know. It would be as crazy as could be. And he smoked the strongest pipe. And he was just getting about cracking to them now. And here he was wandering across this, what they call the Landseer room. She was a long room, and the Countess was standing at the far end. She was looking. And here's my grandfather, like an old man waxing. I sort of lame a bit. And she says, what makes your grandfather walk like that? Yeah, I says, I can't tell you, just old age, I think. Aye, she honestly, she said that she didn't think none old man was doing.